AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An 85-year-old Missouri man charged with armed assault after shooting a black teen at his front door last week. Lisa Dwyer has more.
A 16-year-old boy was supposed to pick up his two younger brothers last week when he rang the doorbell of the wrong Kansas City, Missouri house. 85-year-old Andrew Lester, a white male, came to the door and shot Ralph Jarl in the head, then shot him again after he fell to the ground. The boy stumbled to one house, then another, and then a third before anyone helped the black teen. Jarl was released from the hospital Sunday and is recovering at home. His family is demanding justice and questioning whether race might have played a role in the shooting. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help pay for his medical bills. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Ohio, 8 Akron police officers will not be facing charges in the fatal shooting of a black man last year. A grand jury declined to indict them despite firing 94 shots at Jayland Walker. The 25-year-old fired at least one round at officers during a car and foot chase. A Russian opposition activist has been given a 25-year prison sentence.
Vladimir Kara-Murza has been convicted on charges of treason and denigrating the Russian military. Kara-Murza, who twice survived poisonings he blamed on the Kremlin, has been behind bars since his arrest a year ago. He has rejected the charges against him as political and likened the judicial proceedings to the show trials during the rule of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. I'm Charles Duledesma.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pledging to pass legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but with a big condition.
If Washington wants to spend more, it'll have to come together to find savings elsewhere.
Stocks closed with modest gains, the Dow gaining 100 points or 0.3%. The S&P and NASDAQ each also up 0.3%. This is AP News. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is back at work in the Senate.
I'm very happy to be back.
Almost 6 weeks ago, the 81-year-old McConnell fell at a Washington-area hotel, fracturing a rib and injuring his head. McConnell got extensive treatment for a concussion.
This wasn't the first time that being hard-headed has served me very well.
McConnell is expected to work a full schedule in the Senate this week.
It's important business for Congress to tackle. We should be working to undo this administration's mistakes.
4 years ago, Mitch McConnell tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky, causing a shoulder fracture that required surgery. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also returning today was Senator John Fetterman. The Pennsylvania Democrat checked himself into a hospital for clinical depression in February. That followed a stroke last year and subsequent auditory processing disorder, which can render someone unable to speak fluidly or quickly process conversation. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.